Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, experts in slip and fall compensation claims. Now you can give us a text on 0457 736 736 to have your say. Pick up the phone and call us on the McDonald Jones open line. Save thousands on your dream home with the McDonald Jones birthday that starts right now.
This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy at 28 minutes.
Tonight. Well, where have you been?
Well, I was having more. See, this is a... We're 1 week away. We are now... No, hang on a sec. When do I go? So it's Tuesday. So next Wednesday, I will do the show in the morning and go straight to the airport to fly off.
So you've got eight days to get ready. Getting ready today?
Well, yes. We're just talking...
Like,
well,
we're 8 days away. Like, well, I can get ready the morning of a flight. Like, I can I can do it all. Yes, I can get up. Sometimes I miss that flight, but...
Okay, well, what we were saying is that...
Once missed a flight to Europe.
Oh, wow. That's a biggie. That'd be disappointing.
My wife and I.
Oh, no.
We decided that we'd go out.
Oh, did you both miss it, or did she make it and you miss it?
No. We both missed it.
Oh, you both missed it.
Yeah, we both decided to go out the night before. And we're talking 30 years ago. We went out the night before. We slept in. Oops, missed a plane to Europe.
Missed a plane to Europe?
Yep. We caught it the next day, mate.
I can't imagine anyone making worse than that. That's incredible.
Yeah. Because we woke up and went, oh, wow, I think we've missed it.
Well, that's not going to happen with me, but we were just talking about it. So just to let you know on the positive front.
That's 40 years ago, actually.
Being over there.
how old am I? Jesus, I'm old.
Yeah, you are. That's true. In terms of the World Cup coverage, folks, here on SEN, we keep saying we are the home of sport, but we will be doing crosses to grounds where matches are being played while we're on air. When you have your EPL desk, your NFL desk, we're not there. But in the case of the Rugby League World Cup, we're going to be there. I'm going to be there. You will be talking to me, for instance, when the Australian women's team play their first game. I'll be at York. You'll be able to come to me at York 5 minutes before kickoff. We can do halftime updates. The desk, we're going to have to pick a song. We're going to have a song for the World Cup as background for our World Cup updates.
Okay.
So there's a lot of midweek games. I've got a pretty good idea of the schedule. So
How many men's games are you calling?
A fair few.
Okay. And women's?
A lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and that kicks in, a few weeks later. And as I said, the Australian team are playing up in York.
Yeah.
And first game against Cook Islands. And
I'm locking in the Australian women and men's to win.
Are you?
Yeah. That's my multi.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two-leg
multi. Gamble responsibly.
Yeah, of course. All right. Anyway, enough about that. Needless to say, folks, you're going to get the best World Cup coverage on a daily basis here. Fox League will have Jake Duke on the ground as a reporter. So Fox League each day will have updates. So between the two, great coverage of the Rugby League World Cup. So Rugby League not having an off-season this year. Let's go to the McDonald Jones open line, 1300 01 1170. Rydell from your part of the world, Brandy.
Rydell, g'day.
G'day, Brandy. How are you, mate? Vossie?
Very good.
How are we today?
Good.
Just wanted to... talk about the comments from the Penrith boys.
Yep.
Love the boys. Obviously, they feel like family. They're good to the community. It's just interesting the comparisons that the Fish made with the past sides. Mm. I'd just like to get your take on it, Brandy. The 1990 and 1991 sides, they were tracking pretty good in 92, and obviously the circumstances happened where...
Yep.
Season got turned upside down.
Yeah.
You guys probably were in a position to go back to back in three grand finals in a row. May not have won the percentage rates that this current side has.
Mm.
And there was also comparisons with Nathan Cleary and yourself as who's the best halfback. I don't think you were able to reach your potential with what the circumstances were in 92 and took probably impacted your career more than anyone would ever know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just like to hear your take and if you think you guys may have went back-to-back in 92 and...
I guess you never know. Like, you never know what might have happened. I will say, early in that season, we played the Broncos at Lang Park. I think it was round four. And we beat the Broncos... We had a really good win against the Broncos. We were full strength. They were full strength. They went on to win the comp in 92. Who knows what would have happened? I think, and we were a relatively young side. Royce had retired. So we were, I think I might have been the oldest player in the team, and I was 27, 26, 27. So I've got no doubt that, you know, if things didn't happen that did happen in 92, we would have been a very strong side for another couple of years. You know, Cardi and MG in the back row, Cole Vandervoort. It was a very good side.
Very good side.
And we, you know, we fell apart as a club and a team because of, you know, things that happened off the field. But I've got no problem, Rydell, with what James Fisher-Harris said in terms of him saying, well, we're the best ever Penrith team, because I think they are. That's how I see them. And I know the record and the stats, you know, the numbers for this team over the last three years are phenomenal.
Correcting, so 55 in a row leading at halftime.
55 in a row.
Because the previous week was 12 all,
yes,
if you remember. So
that's right.
We're not counting matches where scores are level. It's where Penrith have been in front, as is the case with week one of the finals where they led by a point at halftime.
Yes.
Wherever they have led, by whatever margin, they've won 55 in a row. Now, that's getting up there, St. George Dragons, 11 premierships in the row, stats areas, because there's some incredible numbers around there.
So, yeah. You know, as far as, you know, and someone asked me that question yesterday about, you know, me and Nathan, Nathan Cleary, God, like what Nathan's done in the game in 7 years is incredible. You know, and I regard Nathan as, I think he's the best player that we've had. And I think he's shown that over the last 3 years. But, you know, that's for others to discuss. That's not like, you know, when people are comparing you with another player, it's very hard to talk about it. But I just think Nathan is great.
Des of Panania wants to buy into the James Fisher-Harris story. Good morning, Des.
Good morning, Vossie. Brandy, I'm glad you've survived and had a great win.
Survived.
Yep, I did.
So, well, that's a good way to put it, because
it
Brandy,
is.
See, Vossie, Brandy's just a really level-headed, good family man who rarely breaks out. But he had all reasons to this time.
I gave it a little nudge.
He did in Mexico that time with the village people, with the construction worker. They had a good night out. But, yeah, I know what you're saying, Des. You're right. Yep.
Good work, Brandy. You deserve it, mate. Look, about the Fisher-Harris thing, I'm not even concerned about that. I more just want to say what a wonderful team this Penrith side is. I talked yesterday to Vossie because you got missing in action, and that was understandable.
Yes, understandable.
I think this team would go toe-to-toe going with the great Broncos sides, the great Raiders sides, and even the Storm at their best. And me and Vossie were saying yesterday, like Parramatta, they didn't do anything wrong in the first 10 minutes, and all of a sudden they turned on that try, and as Vossie said, they're standing behind the try and going, geez, what have we got ourselves into? And I believe there was a lot of teams that were probably wish they weren't out there. I don't think any side could have held a candle to them. And you know, it's a funny thing with what Andy Coruscant said, isn't it? This is ironic. West have been in the spotlight for having a dreadful season. Now they're back in the spotlight because a bloke like Coruscant had the temerity to say, I don't think I'm going to win as many comps at West, where they ran last compared to the juggernaut is Penrith. So I think West Tigers, should, in a way, should be happy that he made that comment.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
Long bow.
Yeah. That's a different way to look at it, Des.
Yeah, positive.
Yeah.
Positive. They should be happy. They should be happy. Thank you, Des, for the call. Good. I've been waiting for this one, the rabbit. We've flushed the rabbit out of the burrow because I'm putting the rabbit in charge when I'm gone. Rabbit of Paddington, good morning.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, Brandy.
Rabbit.
Vossie, there's one thing that Brandy mightn't have felt coming up the grand final, how much support there was for Para and the rest of the league against Penrith. And, Brandy, this has to be addressed at board level, at player level, at fan level. And it's this one factor. And just give me the benefit of 1 second here. Just listen to this.
He's playing the theme song.
Can I just tell you? You may have won the comp. You may have won the flag, the jersey, SG ball, everything. But is that not the worst theme song of any NRL team ever in history? And I fear for the Dolphins. Dolphins, what song will they pull out if you've been around 67 with that piece of CRAP and you come on and play that? that got stuck in my head all week.
Well, I don't know what the... that's
why you take over the leadership group when I'm gone, because that's leadership right there.
I don't know what the theme song was in the early, like in the early days, the 60s and 70s.
But you need a barbershop quartet has to sing your theme song. We are the brown and white chocolates. You don't have that sort of music.
I think so. Yeah, I think so too.
Rabbit, great call.
Thanks, Rabbit.
John of Harrington Park. About sledging post-victory in grand finals, you want to revisit Alfie at the Broncos?
G'day, boys. Very, very quickly, though, they'll kick our disrespecting South singing their theme song last year. It's because he didn't want to sing his own song. Anyway.
Bingo!
Well, he didn't know the words to his own song.
Alan Langer, everyone's bringing the narrative of him saying St. George can't play, but my memory serves me correct. Wasn't that because Wayne Bennett gave the players a sheet that was supposedly from the Dragons?
The game plan.
Saying that they were going to crush it and they were this and that and the other. Something
like that. A game plan ended up under a hotel door, the Dragons game plan on the day before
under
the grand final.
Under the Broncos door, under Wayne Bennett.
Something like that.
Yep.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. But St. George can't play. It, as I said, it's now folklore. It's look back when we recount the story, we don't see it as arrogant. It's Alfie being a character. He's grand final. He was still in his footy boots the next day. Absolutely blind.
Yeah.
You know, anything could have been said. He won the grand final. They won their first.
Well, remember in 2020, after Melbourne Storm won the grand final, after they beat Penrith, Jerome Hughes came out and apologised for what he did. He was taking the Penrith players and doing the handshakes. It's not as if players in the past haven't said something about their grand final rivals.
6:30 to 9 after the break. Michelle Bishop, last sports update of the day. And guess what? Brandy's going to fire up the Sheffield Shield desk for the first time this summer. You beauty.